Welcome back to a 2023 Hopscast. This is the final Hopscast for me from ILTA, and I am thrilled to be joined by probably the OG of Hopscast guests ever. Sean, welcome back.
Thank you, Beth. I'm super happy to be the final guest.
I'm pretty stoked. We did some really cool Hopscasts. We did a Twitter Live one. We got to hang out in Florida. We've done them all over. So one more cheers to cheers. A fantastic legal innovation podcast from a fantastic organization that if I hadn't been here and you hadn't been here, and with Nicole, we've had some great other ILTA guests joining us as well. But why don't we start off, as we always do with a Hopscast, with you introducing yourself and telling me what hops you're consuming today.
Sure. So for everyone who doesn't know me, I'm Sean McGinty. I am the learning and product engineer at Simplify Compliance. Legal is in my blood. We're the first generation in 300 years not to go to law school. And I spent 11 years managing the learning function at a national law firm prior to leaving legal and going to work for some of my firm's clients, and now being on the vendor side of things. And I'm drinking because it is Oktoberfest. I'm drinking a rye lager from Oakland Springs Brewery in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is where I'm based from now, as I have vacated Florida and don't plan on returning.
Well, we've left ILTACon, so that's probably also perfect timing.
Yes.
I am drinking a brown ale from Barley Creek Brewing in Pennsylvania. Super small up in the Poconos area, and it's fantastic. But let's delve into some of the cooler parts of Hopscast. We always talk about the hop, but we also talk tech and sports. So it's been a rough week for the very first run of the NFL. Poor Aaron Rodgers.
Gone in 60 seconds has been a meme that I've seen a lot of. I did ask a bunch of my friends before they put him on IR if he sought out a second opinion from Joe Rogan.
Fair, very fair. What are you looking most forward to this sports season?
I would be remiss if I didn't say that I am hoping Baker Mayfield makes comeback player of the year. I may have vacated the state of Florida, but the Buccaneers are still my football team. And I really want to see them re-sign Mike Evans. The man is Mr. Buccaneer, so I am hoping that Mike has his record-setting 10,000-yard season, and that Baker Mayfield proves to everybody again that when he is healthy, he's a franchise quarterback. I don't expect the playoffs, but I don't think it's out of the question with the depth that we've built this year.
Absolutely. I enjoyed that you rolled right into football season while you're just leaving my Cubs out there to win the World Series again.
Well, you know, baseball is not my sport. Don Mattingly gave me the finger when I was like 6 years old, and that's when baseball died for me. So, you know, we can talk hockey, we can talk football, and I can listen to baseball. I'll go to a game. The stadiums have great beer, and who doesn't like throwing peanuts on the floor?
True. Well, Wrigley's always Wrigley. Let's look a little bit ahead. One of the things that we have always talked about for our Hopscast are educational pieces specifically related to us heading into conference or just coming out of conference. We're only a couple weeks out of conference. What was the best moment of ILTACon for you?
Oh, man. I mean, one, the fact that there was actually people there this year. You know, I spoke in 2021 in Vegas where we only had 260 attendees. And that was kind of, I mean, I had six people show up to my session. So, I mean, it was good, but, you know, seeing the people, catching up with people, but I think my favorite thing about the conference was seeing some of the innovation happening and seeing non-traditional legal tech vendors in the vendor hall, who are bringing some pretty cool technology to legal. You know, it's the flip chart rocket ship folks. They're from England. They're like one of the first booths when you came down the escalator. Those guys were great. But Intellic, by far and away, you know, what Claire has done with Tutor Pro in resurrecting that company from a learning technology standpoint, those folks are at the head of the class. They're at the top of my list. And it's not It's not even the legal technology vendor list. They are at the top of my list for educational learning and development technology in any vertical. They really killed it this year. I thought their company update was great. And Claire and I go way back. She used to be my sales rep. I got to sit down and review some stuff that hasn't been released yet and provide some feedback. So I'm really excited for what they're going to be coming out with this year and in 2024.
I think that is part of the ILTACON experience. Obviously, there's great education, but I really love the kind of conversations that take place in an extemporaneous way on the floor. You're checking out a new product, a new service, and they're like, "Hey, I used to work with you from here to there." Everybody's kind of in the same world. It's a really interesting kind of amalgam of innovation, and I think that at least for me this year felt way more, shall we say, put together than in previous years. I really loved the dual hall for the exhibit hall. I think the team did an amazing job putting it together. And I think the business partners really stepped up their game. I mean, it's great. Everybody's got a squishy football, for, a giveaway. Giveaways are great. Everybody wants to bring something home to their kids or their significant other or whatever. But I don't think that you can have a roadmap in legal innovation without having a really cool product or service.
I
And
agree.
I really love that. This year really, I think, showed off that more than anything else. It's a pretty cool thing. Did you get any really cool giveaways?
I got no cool giveaways.
Ooh.
I didn't really hit up the vendor hall for that. Claire gave
Fair.
me an Intellic shirt. But I will be remiss with not saying that the best ILTA giveaway that I've ever gotten is a double-sided bottle opener fidget spinner from Tutor Pro. And Relativity one year did cards against lawyers. And
Oh, that's wonderful.
I still have that box. And there is an amazing Ruth Bader Ginsburg card in it that I posted to LinkedIn right around the time she died. The folks at Relativity were like, you got to bring that to the next ILTACON. Nobody at Relativity has it any longer.
That's
So evidently,
awesome.
I have one of the last surviving intact game boxes for Cards Against Lawyers.
I don't know that that's a flex, but we'll leave that one. We'll leave that one there for you.
I'll take it.
Let's talk about the coolest part, I think, for me was when people were clicking, but they were talking about things that they had just seen, which I thought was interesting. Like the motion and the ability to get kind of close up and have those conversations goes back to that core idea of ILTA being ILTA. So the only thing I heard on the exhibit floor, to a large extent, Gen AI, yay, nay, which camp are you in?
I'm in the yay camp for real generative AI. I think,
Fab answer, good.
we've been talking about AI for several years now, and ChatGPT blew it up this year. But at the end of the day, like it's got to be one real generative AI that you can teach, and you can load a data set into. I think at least in the legal tech arena, I probably don't have to remind people not to put their intellectual property in a public Gen AI to help them do their work or write their emails or, any of those things. But, so many people say, oh, we got AI, and it's really just an algorithm. There's no intelligence behind it. It's an if-then statement or a series of if-then statements. Or it's machine learning, which is, the slightly dumber version of AI. So, I think real Gen AI is awesome. And everyone who says they have AI when they don't is bullshit, if I
I
can say
think there's
that.
a practical, yeah, I mean, I think there's a practical use for ChatGPT, but I also and strongly believe there's an incredible practical use for machine learning. And I think, at least for me, I'm going to be on the nay side for Gen AI until there's more use case, more testing, and very honestly, especially coming from the publication side, more copyright information and more legislation. And I don't, fervently believe that legislation is the path to all good or all evil, but I would like to see some rules around this on either side.
There needs to be some walls. I'm with the writers, the Hollywood writers and actors strike. There needs to be some walls around it, because it can overtake people's intellectual property, and it can use it, and there's no recourse, and all those things. And don't get me wrong, I like a good algorithm. I like machine learning. The future is going to be in Gen AI, because it can actually learn and adapt and grow. Just everybody be nice to it, because one day it'll have a body, and it will kill you. Child of the
I
eight.
should, yeah, I mean, I should take this moment to say that this Hopscast is not produced by Gen AI, and we strongly side with intellectual property.
Yes.
Yes. And thank you, Alexa, for telling me the weather again this morning. If we look at that as the very base level of things, yeah, I always say thank you to Alexa because I'm terrified.
Same.
But I think it's a good level. I mean, being aware of the capabilities of something we don't really know is, is the idea of the woman who reviewed Alien the one time who said, fantastic movie. If they had just listened to the smart woman with a cat, everything would have been fine.
And the movie would have ended a lot earlier.
And that would have been okay too. There were
That's
four
true.
more of them. It's fine.
That's true. That's true. I'm doing some interesting work with Gen AI at Simplify Compliance. One of the things, I've got 50 plus LMS instances in my learning technology stack that my team manages, and we have some other endpoints and other SaaS products where our clients interact with us and our products and consume learning. And one of the things that we're trying to do is get this stood up. And my thought process is I'm going to feed it all of our data from all of those SaaS products. One, so that we can get some real analytics going, because my brain's not capable of processing that much data. I don't know anyone else who is. But the other thing is asking it questions like, where are our skill gaps? Where are our content title gaps? If we've got clients who are looking for, leadership training, unconscious bias training, soft skills training, where's our gaps in our product catalog? And Gen AI can do that for us. And the other thing it can tell us is, what courses need to be refreshed, what, based on changes either in legislation or society. So there's some cool stuff that we can do with it. It's just getting one, it stood up behind a firewall and doing it, and then, sharing your success and your failures.
It's a tool. If
It
we don't
is.
understand that it is a tool, not a replacement for a body or something that's going to be able to do tasks that it's not asked to do. I mean, I love the idea of asking it where our gaps are because maybe we're just unaware. I mean, there's a level of bias built into every version of AI. I don't care what, I don't care who says there isn't. Implicit bias is a real problem.
And
And if we don't ask where the gaps are, how are we going to know?
yeah, no, your implicit bias is based in the data that you're feeding it. Like, because we're humans, we're fallible, we have unconscious bias. And when we build things and create things and release things, it's there. So if that's what we're using to train AI, then AI is picking up on our unconscious bias, our fallacies. And yeah. It's not a replacement, it's a tool. There is some ability for it to augment headcount, but really that's going to be in some training and call center type work. If I need to rush somebody to the floor in a call center environment, and I need them to log some reps, I don't need them to go sit with somebody any longer. I can use generative AI for them to practice their interactions. And the nice thing about it is I'm not then waiting for another human to give me the feedback on how they did. I've got the Gen AI, which, does not care about them as a human, to be able to give me the hard facts. So, that's the only headcount augmentation I see from it is it can help people with soft skill reps, where normally they're practicing on a human who doesn't always give you the best feedback.
And I think that needs to be part of the conversation we have when we talk about a legal tech roadmap. Where are we going? What's innovation look like? And if we don't have these conversations, and if we don't figure out how to use the tools we have or that we are creating, because when we met, you know, what, like 3 summers ago, this wasn't a conversation we could have had.
No.
So I don't know how we prepare that legal tech roadmap if we aren't aware that the tools are going to change. So with that in mind, where are you going to go? Where do you think the kind of roadmap for innovation is? And it's, at least for me, it's a really interesting conversation to have with you, because you've sat in so many different facets of legal, and certainly from not only the kind of trainer side, but from the educational standpoint, I think your answer is going to be really interesting. So please at least give me your best elevator pitch.
Thanks for setting me up for failure.
Always.
So, you know, I think from a product development standpoint, a roadmap standpoint, where Gen AI is best used at the moment is in, you know, assistance technology. So, you know, I've been playing with the new Grammarly AI pretty frequently. And it catches things that Grammarly's algorithms don't. So, you know, when it reviews my emails or my LinkedIn posts or my Twitter or my Facebook or, you know, even documents and contracts that I've drawn up, it catches things that spell check missed, that Grammarly missed, that I missed as a reviewer, that one of my direct reports missed as a reviewer. So I think, you know, that's going to be where we're going to see it impact us early. You know, Microsoft's already talking about building it into the entire Office suite. So Gen AI will help you with your PowerPoints. Hopefully that means attorneys don't put 6,000 words on a PowerPoint slide any longer and call it a presentation. Gen AI should be able to fix that problem for us, and that'll be great. It's going to be in Word. It's going to be in Microsystems tools. It's going to be in Latera's tools. It's going to be in everybody's tools for working with documents, for working with contracts. It's going to probably get integrated into iManage to be able to check on who should have access to a document based on the client, you know, number. And if there you've got an integration with your case management or your billing system, it can probably tell you that, hey, you don't have the right setup on this client folder correctly because you've left off an associate or you've left off a paralegal that is supposed to have access to this. I think we'll see it help in ethical walls and intake paperwork. So,
and a very slow clap for that, those ethical walls, because I think when we talk innovation, people don't look at putting up ethical walls as innovation. It's an incredible amount of innovation. And I know I'm the weirdo in the back standing there going, yay for ethical walls, because you can't innovate or use the tech if we're not making sure that the tech is safe and that we're using it correctly.
You're right.
I think you're spot on here.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I spent the majority of my time at both ATD ICE and at ILTACON and at TICE this year. Those are the three conferences I attend almost every year on AI, you know, listening to folks from Microsoft, listening to folks from Cisco and Google and Oracle and, you know, small firms that are trying to use it to help them with their headcount, listening to small startups who are trying to create cool tech around education, you know, in the corporate environment. So let's call it what it is. It's learning development to assist trainers or learning and development professionals in getting their people what they need when they need it. So I think there's a lot of cool stuff going on around there, but the biggest jumps that I've seen in this last year is all around call center tech. It's kind of funny. I feel like my career has come full circle, because when I left the restaurant business and got full blown into L&D. I started out at AOL as a call center trainer before moving into their instructional design department. So I'm seeing a lot of that.
And I think we're going to continue to see all of this come even quicker. I think the tech is just going to move more quickly as we look toward 2025. And I don't, one of the questions I always ask either on Hopscast or, if I'm doing any sort of interviewing, especially of a keynote, where we talk a lot about predictions for a few years from now. I'm not going to end there. I don't think that's a good end question for us for this last one,
No.
for all of the cool things we've talked about over the years, and for certainly for this tech innovation and sport podcast. I'd like to know from your perspective what you think educationally we should have our lawyers and our solicitors pay attention to as we head into 2025.
Oh, geez. I mean, there's so
Nothing
many.
like, a slide in question for you on the way out.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think, the legal professionals of the world, we've got so many things going on in our world, in our legal system, and in our technology that, if I had them in a room and ask them to focus on a particular area of where I think technology, legal, and humanity are going to intersect in a bad way. It's definitely going to be around AI being used by state actors to influence not only the deployment of technology, both in the public and private sector, but the financial sector, elections, and social media. We spent the majority of COVID talking about misinformation and disinformation, when we were all locked in our houses and being trapped. But AI and a good hacker are a recipe for terrible things to happen. And when we talk about ethical walls and legislation around this, I think our legal experts need to focus on making those parts of our society bulletproof. And there's definitely going to be some problems, I'm going to say, in the next 18 months, where it's a state-funded, hacker group, or whether it's somebody like Anonymous, that shows us just how much trouble we can get into with generative AI, without any structure around it and without any protection from it.
I would like to think that we could end with the old school John Lewis get into good trouble idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I hope for. Maybe I'm too cynical for that. If I was to talk about getting into good trouble with AI, it would definitely be let's try and use it to improve our public education system. Let's try and use it to better our future by having it, unbiasedly provide data and information to the next generation, as Siri and Alexa are doing already. They just need to be made a little smarter. But I think the good trouble that we can get into with AI is a great question for one of my favorite Ilticon connections, and that's John Anthony. I think if there's anybody who can make good trouble with AI, it's going to be John Anthony.
That is true.
He's going to do something special with it, from an education, standpoint. I just see it helping us in areas where we don't have content. So, as the world moves faster and faster, and as software development life cycles and product roadmaps and change in general just continues to accelerate, getting documentation, working with our SMEs to get our employees prepared for it, that window is shrinking more and more. And Gen AI can at least provide some short-term solutions while we're waiting for proper documentation and training to come behind it.
I think that is the perfect way for us to end this Hopscast, with a gentle cheers to Ilta
cheers.
Khan. And Sean, thank you so much for joining me once again. It's always a pleasure. I think we've got a really good look ahead at the legal tech roadmap. And from all of us here at Hopscast, good night and good luck.
Thank you so much.